Hi everyone, it's good to be here. As Dr. Barth said, we're going to be talking about dietary intake of antioxidants among normal and obese weight Native American adolescents. We have no financial relationships to disclose. Our outline, we're going to be giving you some background on obesity and also antioxidant and nutrient intake among adolescents in the United States. Then we'll have the objectives for our study, our research methods, our results, and then finally our summary. The WHO reports that obesity is a worldwide public health crisis. In 2012, about 21% of adolescents were obese in the United States. There's been specific concern for Native Americans due to higher rates of obesity and chronic disease within that population as compared to other ethnic groups. We also know that sound nutrition plays a very important role in the prevention of obesity and chronic diseases like coronary heart disease, cancer, stroke, and diabetes. And it's for this reason that nutrition has been a priority area for Healthy People 2010 and remains an important objective for Healthy People 2020. We also know that food intakes associated with healthier diets include higher intakes of fruit and vegetables, foods which are rich in antioxidants. Currently, our daily recommendations are 2 cups of fruit per day and 3 cups of vegetables per day. However, it's a major concern that less than 1 in 10 Americans meets the recommended fruit and vegetable intake. Furthermore, national and population-based surveys found that adolescents fail to meet dietary requirements for overall nutritional status, but also for specific nutrient intake such as antioxidant intake. National surveys on fruit and vegetable intake have found that fruit and vegetable intakes decreased throughout 2010, and only about 22% of high school students met the recommendation of eating at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables per day. In addition, other recent reports on fruit and vegetable intake show that adolescents, ages 12 to 19 years, consumed the least amount of fruit and vegetables among children, ages 2 to 19 years. Of those adolescents, less than 1% of males, 14 to 18 years, met the USDA dietary recommendations for fruit and vegetable intake. Overall, we can see that U.S. adolescents take in a higher proportion of energy from fat and fewer vitamins, such as antioxidants, as well as fewer minerals. So the overall objectives for our study were to determine the prevalence of obesity among the Native American adolescents in our population, and also to assess nutritional factors, specifically antioxidant nutrient intake, associated with obesity among Native American adolescents. Here's a picture of Sherman Indian High School, which is where we did our research. For the experimental design for our study, we had a cross-sectional epidemiologic study at Sherman Indian High School in Riverside, California. Just to give you some background on Sherman Indian, it is a residential boarding high school for Native American students. About 68% of the students are from reservations, and the rest are from urban or suburban settings. The number of students in our population was 183 male and female Native American adolescents. Our subjects were aged 14 to 18 years, and they represented 76 tribes from across the United States. Our research project included an anthropometric assessment to determine the obesity prevalence within our population, as well as a dietary intake assessment to determine the intake of antioxidant nutrients. For the anthropometric assessment, we took physical measures using the NIH standardized protocols for height, weight, waist, and skin folds. Then we had an orientation and training of CBU faculty and student research teams on the appropriate way to implement the anthropometric measures. We scheduled weekly sessions at each high school dormitory for data collection, and in order to determine the obesity rate within our population, we calculated that using BMI. For the dietary intake assessment, our instrument was the Harvard School of Public Health Youth Adolescent Questionnaire from 2012. The preliminary step before the survey was to create focus groups to confirm the appropriateness of foods listed in the YAQ. Then we held orientation and training of CBU faculty and student research teams. This included training on cultural practices as well as best practices for implementing the survey. Next, we still scheduled weekly sessions in each dorm for data collection. Student subjects were advised on how to successfully complete the surveys, and then to ensure accurate reporting, we formed small groups with CBU research team leaders to help them complete the surveys. The completed surveys were prepared for scanning by the Harvard School of Public Health, and then our data analysis was conducted by the CBU research team using our statistical software. This slide shows an overview of our project. Our presentation for today is focusing on phases 1 and 2, which is the anthropometric assessment of obesity and the dietary assessment of nutrient intakes. For our anthropometric results, table 1 shows weight classification by BMI among Native American adolescents. For the underweight classification, we have 4 students representing 2.2% of our population. Normal weight was 68 students and 37.2%, overweight was 41 students and 22.4%, and obese was 70 students and 38.3%. Below you can see the obese weight classification broken down by gender, 35.4% of males and 41.7% of females were classified as obese. So overall, we have our key findings. The overall obesity rate was 38.3%, which was 35.4% for males and 41.7% for females. When you compare this to the national rate for adolescent obesity reported by NHANES, which is 21%, we find that the rate of Native American adolescent obesity is roughly double the national rate. And moving forward, our nutrient results are going to be reported based on the normal or the obese weight classification. For nutrient results, we are reporting on antioxidants, which would be vitamins A, C, E, selenium, and then lycopene. So figure 1 shows the daily vitamin C ascorbic acid intake in milligrams per day among normal and obese weight Native American adolescents. On the x-axis, you have the normal and obese weight classifications, and on the y-axis, you have vitamin C in milligrams per day. The red line represents the RDA for vitamin C, which is 65 to 75 milligrams per day. We are reporting on vitamin C because it's an important antioxidant nutrient. It's important for collagen formation, for wound healing, and also to fight free radicals in the body. As you can see, both of our populations actually exceeded the RDA for vitamin C. However, the normal weight did consume significantly more vitamin C than did the obese weight. Figure 2 shows the vitamin E intake in milligrams per day among normal and obese weight Native American adolescents. Once again, on the x-axis, you can see the weight classifications, and the y-axis is vitamin E in milligrams per day. The red line shows the RDA for vitamin E, which is 15 milligrams per day. Vitamin E is important, once again, for fighting free radicals in the body, and it also helps to rejuvenate the antioxidant form of vitamin C. While neither of our populations came even close to meeting the RDA for vitamin E, normal weight consumption of vitamin E was still significantly more than the obese weight consumption of vitamin E. And figure 3 shows lycopene intake in milligrams per day among normal and obese weight Native American adolescents. Lycopene is a carotene with antioxidant properties. It's also been shown to lower biomarkers of oxidative stress in healthy and chronic disease patients. There is no RDA for lycopene at this time. However, recent studies have suggested 30 to 35 milligrams per day in order to prevent deficiency. Neither of our weight classifications met the recommended amount for lycopene. However, normal weight did consume significantly more lycopene than did the obese weight. For the other antioxidants in our study, we did not find any significance in intakes of vitamin A, provitamin A, or selenium between our normal and obese weight subjects. So just to review our overall results, vitamin C, both weight classes met the RDA. Obese did consume less than normal weight, and we feel it's important to point out that requirements for antioxidant intake may be higher for obese subjects due to metabolic syndrome and oxidative stress. Sources that students were able to select from their school food service was citrus fruits, citrus-based juices, fruit punch, and smoothies. For vitamin E, both weight classes fail to meet the RDA. Obese consume less than normal weight, and we do believe that the obese need for antioxidants is higher. The sources were similar. They were citrus fruits, citrus-based juices, fruit punch, and smoothies. For lycopene, both weight classes did not meet the recommended amount, with obese consuming less than normal weight, and we are still feeling that the requirements may be higher for obese subjects. The sources available in the school food service were tomatoes, pizza, and then pasta sauces. And for vitamin A, provitamin A, and selenium, there were no significant results between normal and obese weight subjects. Sources of vitamin A would have been fish oil, milk, and eggs, provitamin A, leafy green vegetables, and tomatoes, and selenium would have been grains, butter, and shellfish. Also, we wanted to note, although this was not the primary focus of our study, we felt that it was important to consider folate and iron from a global nutrition perspective. And these results were significant. Neither weight classification met the RDA for those nutrients, and then normal weight did consume significantly more than did the obese weight subjects. So for our summary, the antioxidant nutrient intake was lower overall among obese subjects. It was also lower than the recommended amount for vitamin E and lycopene. Although the C intake did appear adequate, after further examination, we realized the requirements may be higher than the RDA for obese subjects. Furthermore, we also know that studies indicate fruit and vegetable consumption is the most effective way to improve antioxidant intake. However, this requires improved availability and access to these healthy foods, which has already been mentioned today. And this underscores the need for education interventions on nutrient needs of adolescents, including antioxidant nutrients. So as we look forward to developing our next steps, we would be looking at a multi-stakeholder education intervention. This would include a collaboration with the school administration and food service companies, as well as with the students and their parents. And we will be doing further research to confirm the results of the study. And these are our acknowledgments. The principal at Sherman Indian High School, as well as faculty at CDU.